Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg educating an endoscopy report on Maria Rivera, date of birth 10/21/1974, date of procedure February 17, 2024. Physician Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Michael Mercado. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and hemoclip deployment times 2.
Hold on here.
And cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure and form consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecal, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecal, millicecal, obfuscating colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cyclic colon, the rectum, period of retroflexure was obtained in the rectum, period of biopsy, and Bradford score was created.
What
was it? As a 3-3-2.
Yeah.
This is a good prep period. The patient had procedural or any complications. Findings. There were 2 diminutives. I saw cecal polyps removed with cold biopsy colectomy. Next time there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was a significant amount of oozing from the polypectomy site, and 2 hemoclips were deployed over the defect for hemostasis. Next time there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, both approximately 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was there were 2 approximately 6 to 7 millimeter rectal sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal nodule. That was approximately 7 millimeters in size. This appeared to have a yellow hue. This could possibly be lipomatous, comma, biopsies were obtained bite on bite. There was likely fat extruding from the biopsy site. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding, noted on March reflection. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. We'll follow up rectal questionable nodule biopsies. Comma pending path may need further evaluation with repeat flexig or US. Next time, follow up in offices previously scheduled.